Okay, looks like we're good. How are you?
I'm good, dear. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. You just have such a grandma voice, like the in a good
Huh?
Your voice is very like calming, like your character.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
Thanks.
I love the Relda, the grandmother of the show. So if you
Thank
could
you
talk
so
about,
much.
you're welcome, how you got involved and everything.
Well, it was a basic audition, kind of an everyday occurrence. You get a description of the character and a drawing of the character, and you try the best you can to bring something new to it that might not be obvious on the page. And, there's a German dialect involved, which I always love doing. So, I really felt like I really wanted to do this show. I was really hoping that I would get this part.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I like I said, I like the grandmother nature of her. I like how she had like, the candy in the purse, but it was a special candy, but she came prepared.
Beware. Yeah.
Yes, I love that because that's such a grandma thing. They're going to feed you, they're going to give you candy, and that's what she was all about.
There's always hard candy in grandma's purse, but this hard candy
I
might just
mean,
scare away an ogre.
yeah, right? I would take it because I love the Brothers Grimm stories. So, what's your favorite story?
I've had to think about this during doing press for this, and I realized how few that I remember, but I know that Cinderella and Little Mermaid are Brothers Grimm, and I love those stories growing up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cinderella. I mean, because everyone associates it with, another popular version, but
Yeah,
yeah.
and I mean, The Little Mermaid was really sad.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The
Yeah.
original, I mean, the Brothers Grimm, ironically apt name for them because their stories were really. They were cautionary tales that were meant to make kids behave.
That's so true. I was just saying that with someone else. Yeah, we're talking about Red Riding Hood and to be careful and all those things. That's true in a scary way. Yeah. Now we the grandmother doesn't. She's a Grimm, so she doesn't really have any power. So if you could have a fairy tale power, what would it be?
I would love to be able to speak any language I wanted to speak.
That's a good one.
That would be a superpower I would love to have.
That's a really good one. I said the heels because I think I would love to click my heels 3 times and just go anywhere and I don't have to sit in traffic. Just be anywhere I want to be.
Yes, you mean fly? Are
Oh,
you
yeah, I don't have to
or
fly.
just transport
Yeah, transport.
like Star Trek?
Right. Like being, and just be anywhere. I love that. But yeah, speaking any language is definitely because it's hard. So I think that's a really good one. I might steal that one. So,
Yeah, it would just make you welcome wherever you go,
yeah, that's a really good one. I was watching this, and I love animated series as an adult. And I was saying how it made me feel like it's a return to Saturday morning cartoons because I just wanted a bowl of cereal. I just wanted to watch all the episodes. And I just thought it was so fun. Do you get that vibe too, or like you know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah, someone else had mentioned something about it having that feeling of a Saturday morning cartoon. And
Yes.
I never even thought about it because it's so, to me, it's really different and unusual. And so I've never associated Saturday morning cartoons with a tone like this show. But that's absolutely what it is. So, I mean, those lucky kids that get to see a show like this Saturday mornings with some cereal. Oh, I want cereal.
Right. Well, I had some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I felt like it went perfect
Exactly.
with
Yeah.
it.
Frosted
Not,
Flakes. Come on.
right, not sponsored, but
Whole milk.
yes. Yes. So you've done a lot of voice work. So do you like prefer the villain or the hero or like what's your favorite?
That's an interesting question. I don't think I've ever been asked whether I prefer villain or hero. I think everybody says that villains are more fun to play, and it's true.
Yeah, is it?
They really are because you get to like exorcise your rage. You
Right.
get to kind of with no consequences, it's
Yeah,
just
that's true.
catharsis.
Right. The hero always has to think about the consequences when the villain's like, I'm just gonna do whatever I want.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know we're short on time, so I guess I will wrap this up really quickly. What 3 words would you use to describe this series?
Unexpected exciting and heartfelt.
I love it. I love it. It was, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really do love this series. I think it's such a family, fun, good, feel good time.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank
Thanks so
you.
much.
You have a good day.
You too, honey.
Thanks so much.